And so if we skip that part, right? If we're first asking you about all of the numbers and we're just saying, how much money do you want to have to retire? When do you want to retire? And then we're popping that into our financial planning software to build you a strategy, we've completely missed the point. What is life about? Is life about accumulating $10 million? Or is life about making sure that you have things to enjoy and people to enjoy that with, right? That's kind of getting at what we call wealth that matters. Welcome to the Doctor's Eyes Only podcast, brought to you by Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, where our mission is to help highly specialized physicians achieve wealth that matters. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Doctor's Eyes Only. I'm Lauren Oshman, and today we're going to talk about what we here at Vestia call wealth that matters. I thought I would start out by telling you a story. This was actually something that happened in a meeting that I had with some prospective new clients of ours, a physician and her husband, just this morning. So our process at Vestia, when someone reaches out to us, they're interested in potentially becoming a new client, we do ask some questions about what wealth they've accumulated, maybe what debts they have. Do they have life insurance? Do they have disability insurance? So just some very basic questions and usually a brief phone call or a Zoom meeting. And then the very next meeting that we have, so this is before we ask you for any sort of financial documents, before we really start digging into the nitty-gritty of your financial picture, we have a meeting that we call the values meeting. This usually lasts 90 minutes. So we invest a lot of time and we take these prospective clients through an exercise in prioritizing what's important to them. So normally, if I were to ask you, if I just said, hey, what's important to you? What are you trying to accomplish in life? You might be able to give me an answer. Or if you're like a lot of people that we talk to, or even myself, you may flounder a little bit and say, I'm not sure. I'm just trying to do the best I can. So we actually have an exercise or a framework where we ask you to rank order some different priorities and then talk to us about what you chose, why those things are important to you, and what they mean to you. The reason we do that is because what we've learned over the years that we have been doing financial planning with specialized physicians, that despite the fact that over 90% of our clients as a firm are physicians, we're very used to having conversations about money with physicians. Just because a lot of the families that we work with look very similar on paper, it's wildly different what they're actually about and what they're trying to accomplish. And so if we skip that part, right, if we're first asking you about all of the numbers and we're just saying, how much money do you want to have to retire? When do you want to retire? And then we're popping that into our financial planning software to build you a strategy, we've completely missed the point. What is life about? Is life about accumulating $10 million? Or is life about making sure that you have things to enjoy and people to enjoy that with, right? That's kind of getting at what we call wealth that matters. So back to these prospective clients that I was talking to this morning, I'm just going to read you a couple of the quotes that came out during this prioritization exercise. So at one point, the husband said to me, and he's in business, he's not a physician, but he said to me, he said, money's great, and I know that money is important, but my goal is really to be healthy and to live well. Very different than a comment that you would expect to hear made to a financial advisor, right? He wasn't telling me that he didn't care about the money. He was telling me that he had other things that arguably to him in the here and now were more important than the money. We spent a lot of time talking about how he loves to play soccer, how he has a small daughter, and one of the things he's really excited about is to have the flexibility in his career where he can coach her soccer team and really make memories with her as that's an experience that they enjoy together. So that's something that's going to be really important for us to remember as we're building out his financial strategy, right? Or their family's financial strategy, is making sure that we're leaving margin in the expectations for his income trajectory so that he can do that. Then let me read you something that the wife said, very same meeting, same family. She said, time is my most valuable asset and I want to be using mine well. She's made a job change recently. And so she's starting a practice And all of the things that we were talking about, she was talking about how little control she had over her time, over her clinic schedule, over how she practiced medicine in her past employed environment, and how excited she is. She's like, it's going to be a grind, and I know that, but I'm going to get more of what I want out of life when I have more control over my time. So both of these things, I'm all of a sudden going to be able to take all of this and create such a more impactful financial strategy for this couple than I would be able to if I was just looking at their dollars and cents. So our mission statement as a firm here at Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors is to help the highest caliber physicians achieve wealth that matters. And when I think back to the early days of our company, we sat down, we were trying to come up with this, like, what are we about? We knew that we were helping doctors. We knew that our goal was to help them build their wealth. And we thought, gosh, if that's all we do, we're missing the point. So we came up with a lot of different terms. We did a lot of brainstorming and whiteboarding. And what we ended up landing on was we want to help partner with physicians so that they're actually cognizant of how they're using their time today. And this actually largely was based on my background growing up with a physician for a father. So my dad's an interventional cardiologist, and I have vivid memories of, I'm the oldest of four. I think it was maybe my sophomore year, maybe my junior year in high school. So I was just a couple of years away from leaving home. And I actually never ended up going back, right? Except for summer, spring break, that sort of thing here and there. I never permanently went back home. And so I think my dad realized he worked really hard. He spent a lot of time focused on creating a great life for us, right? And we took great vacations. And I have a lot of great memories of all of those things that we did. And I think what dawned on him when I got to that point where I was a couple of years from leaving home, he was like, oh my gosh, I've almost missed it. And so all of a sudden, I started noticing him changing his habits, his afternoon off that he always used for some add-on cases in the past started to actually become an afternoon off. And he would come home and he would be there when we got home from school. He started to make sure that we did some more intentional things together over the weekends. He made more of a point not to miss important moments. He did a really, really great job of being present where it mattered and when it mattered. And we have a fantastic relationship today. I'm very, very grateful for that. But I think if earlier in his career, if he had had a partner who was able to help him kind of crystallize this idea of what is it that you actually want out of life now? What is it you want out of life later? And how do we bridge that gap? Like, how much is enough? Because I think for a lot of doctors, a lot of you are listening, you're very achievement oriented. You're very used to the answer being more, right? How much is enough? More. That's how you get to be where you're at, being a very accomplished physician. So one of our goals as we're onboarding new clients, as we're helping craft financial strategies, is to listen to all of these things that you want and to help you figure out how to get the most out of life today and also take care of your future self, right? Once we know how much money kind of needs to come off the top to get put away for the future, you don't need to work harder to make more, unless your goals are different. And that's a concept that I think is really hard to internalize for achievement-oriented doctors without a trusted partner who can kind of listen and say, we don't actually need more, right? Unless there's something that's changed, unless there's something that you want more of, you're good. Keep doing what you're doing and let's use this extra time not to do more cases, right? Let's use this extra time to do more with your family. I like to say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to hard work. I certainly did not make it through medical school or medical training, nor maybe would I have, but I'm no stranger to hard work, right? I've started a business. I've helped grow a business. We have an amazing team, but it's hard work. It's hard work to run a business. And so I've had to think a lot about this, right? Like, what is wealth that matters to me? Because one of our values as a team is to model wealth that matters. So again, early on, we kind of thought, well, if this is our mission and this is what we're trying to create for the physicians that we're serving, it'd be kind of disingenuous if we weren't leading by example, right? Or if we weren't holding ourselves accountable to the same standard. So one of our values is to model wealth that matters. And what we have on all of our values plaques in the office is we value relationships over money. We build our legacies daily by being intentional with our time. So again, it's this concept of we have this finite amount of time and we need to make sure we use it in a way that's meaningful to us. What I like about Wealth That Matters is it's individualized to each person, right? What that means to me, I'm married, I have three little girls, I'm leading the business, is going to be different than what it means to maybe one of our younger employees who's just getting their career off the ground, who's still enjoying some of that earlier pre-child time. Or maybe they have other responsibilities with their family that are important to them that they want to fulfill. So I've started thinking a lot about, or I have thought a lot about over the years, what does wealth that matters mean to me and how can I hold myself accountable to actually living that? So I mentioned I'm married, I have three little girls. And to me, I'm incapable of not running hard, right? I run hard wherever I am. I think most of you who are listening can probably identify with that. So there is this old adage that says, time is money, right? And that's, people in business love to say that, time is money. One of my mentors years and years ago gave a graduation speech and I got the privilege of listening to it. And she said, you often hear time is money, but I say time is life. And that has always stuck with me. Because what that means is, like, we don't know how much time we have, right? And what that means is how I spend my time. And that's today, that's this week, this month, this year, the next 5 years, the next decade. That's going to turn into how I spend my life, right? Which means I can't say, oh, I'll do that when, right? Or, oh, this, I'll do that later. Because I don't know if I'll hold myself to that, right? So every single day, I need to make sure that I'm making choices that are consistent with what I want my legacy to look like and what I want my life to amount to. So for me, that means being present where I am, right? When I'm at work, I'm working hard. I'm serving clients. I'm serving our team. I enjoy what I do. I'm working hard. When I leave, when I go home, I often put my phone on our entry table and it stays there until I put my daughters to bed. Because when I'm with them, I need to be with them, right? They need to know that they're the most important thing in the world to me. And I actually do ask them for feedback. So this was some advice that was given to me by a mentor that I'm very, very grateful for. They're young now, but even my 4 and 6-year-old are able to tell me if they feel like we're doing well in the relationship department, right? Do you feel like we're doing well right now? Do you feel like you're getting enough of me? Do you feel like I'm choosing work too much? And sometimes they tell me yes. And I have to take a step back and take that sometimes with a grain of salt, given that they're little kids and they'd probably want an endless amount of me, right? But I think being able to listen to them, to reflect then on what has my calendar looked like? Have I been traveling? Have I been giving up evenings for meetings with busy doctors? And making sure that I keep all that in check so that my husband's getting what he needs, we're getting that time, my family's getting what they need, because that's stuff I can't get back. One of the things that I really enjoy about my job as a financial advisor here at Bestia is the fact that we do get to be accountability partners in helping doctors live their wealth that matters once we've worked with them to crystallize what that is. So I actually talked with a client just last night, and one of the things that they said to me, they said, you know, we have been saving up a lot of cash recently. We've stockpiled quite a bit of savings, and we know you're probably going to tell us we should invest that, which historically has been what's happened. When they've had excess, we talk about where in their portfolio we might be able to use that because they haven't had an imminent need for it. And so we've wanted it to be something that can be exposed to the opportunity to grow for their longer term goals. And they stopped me and they said, before I could say any more, and they said, but do you realize we only have 5 years left with our daughter at home? And I said, say no more. What do you want to do to enjoy it? And they talk to me about some of kind of their bucket list trips that they have that they would like to do with her in the next 5 years, some of the memories that they would like to have, because they're like, we don't know if we're going to get a lot of this time once she goes off to college. And I think there probably will be, it will look different, right? They'll probably get more. Certainly, I've been able to make a lot more great memories with my family since I did leave home, even though it's looked different. But I totally understood where they were coming from. And I was able to say to them, I pulled up there. So every client of ours has kind of a speedometer that will show them whether or not they're on track or kind of how they're tracking toward their long-term financial goals. And so I actually pulled that up and I said, I want to remind you of something that's really exciting in the context of this conversation. They're like, what? I said, this is where you sit in relation to all of the goals that you shared with me. And they were well in the green on that dial, meaning they're in a good spot. And that simulator runs 1,000 different trials of different things that could happen in the market with their portfolio. And it was telling us that the vast majority of the time, they're going to get where they want to go. So I said, we actually don't have to put any more money, any of your extra cash into the portfolio. We just have to stick to the plan and we should be in a good position. Meaning, take as much of this as you want and take these vacations. You're not going to hear a word from me. In fact, I want you to do that because I want you to be living this wealth that matters. Once again, I'm Lauren Oshman. I'm the CEO here at Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, where we do help the highest caliber physicians achieve wealth that matters. If this is an intriguing concept to you and you want to learn more, you want to start thinking about your financial planning a little bit differently and in a way that's perhaps more meaningful, please email us at myteam@vestia.com. I'd love to get you in touch with one of our amazing advisors so we can start looking at how this could look for you. Thank you for listening to the Doctor's Eyes Only podcast. We hope today's conversation advanced your journey to wealth that matters. Click the subscribe button below so you don't miss a single episode. And we'll see you next time. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Vestia Advisors LLC. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. It should not be construed as legal or tax advice and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified attorney or tax advisor. This information is not an offer or a solicitation to buy or sell securities. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Before investing, you should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses associated with investment products. Investment decisions should be based on an individual's own goals, time horizon, and tolerance for risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or guarantee against loss. Consult your financial professional before making any investments. Investment advisory services offered through Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, Vestia Retirement Plan Consultants, and Vestia Advisors LLC. Securities offered through Osdale Financial Partners, Inc., 5187 Utica Ridge Road, Davenport, Iowa, 52807. Member FINRA, SIPC. Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, Vestia Retirement Plan Consultants, Vestia Advisors LLC, and Osdale Financial Partners, Inc. are independently owned and operated.